This message is a ministry of North River Church. Visit us online at gonorthriver.org.
All right. I want to thank all of our worship team. Good job, guys. And I also want to say this. Raise your hand if you have not moved this much in church in a long, long time. In the name of Jesus, right? I'm with you. You get your Fitbit steps today. Excited about that. Here's the thing I want you to know, just church family. The kids already know this. They've experienced it all week long and experience week after week after week on Sunday mornings. We've got a group of dedicated volunteers that serve in our children's ministry. Our kids hear this and see this and participate in this every single week at North River Church. So let's give them a hand. Amen. So here's the deal. I want to just recap for us the motto this week and just share a few words as the pastor. Now, here's what I know. They told me I have 10 minutes, okay? I'm used to about 45. The kids are used to about 2, all right? So we're going to balance that in the middle. But kids, can you help me out? Can y'all help me out?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. What was the first part of our motto? Jesus.
See.
All right, put your glasses on. Jesus sees, right? Jesus sees. Now, here's a question I have for you, kids. How many of you this morning did not brush your teeth? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. If you want to slide over, you can. Move away. We have a good dentist in the church if you need him, right? Hey, here's the thing. Jesus sees everything, right? Jesus sees you. Jesus sees me. Now, if you're an adult and didn't brush your teeth, raise your hand. Whoa, right? But listen, here's the truth, kids, right? Jesus sees, right? Jesus sees us. What we studied in the scriptures all week long is we saw that Jesus sees. Jesus sees people. Jesus sees people when they're at their worst. Jesus sees people when they're at their best. Jesus sees people when they don't think they need him. Jesus sees people when they're absolutely desperate for him. And that's what we learned this week as we walk through the scriptures, that Jesus sees. Now, here's the thing. Kids, you know that Jesus sees. I'm not sure the parents know. So I want you to say it real loud for me. Jesus
sees.
Parents, I want you to know that Jesus sees you as well. It's not just the kids that Jesus sees, but he sees you. One of the things that we shared with our kids all week long is that Jesus sees them, but we also shared that Jesus knows them as well. So Jesus sees and Jesus
knows.
Good job, kids. Parents, y'all are failing, all right? We'll get you engaged here in just a minute. But Jesus sees and Jesus
knows.
Very good. Jesus sees and he knows, which means he knows every single thing about us. See, parents, many of us, you look and you think, gosh, this is a great time. The kids get to have fun. It's all good. But the truth is, the same truth that they need to hear is the same truth we need to hear. We need to know that Jesus sees us. We need to know that Jesus knows us. That means he knows every single thing about us. He knows the good things and he knows the bad things. He knows when we love him and he knows when we don't. And so Jesus sees, Jesus knows, and then Jesus, what, kids?
Saves.
Jesus sees, he knows, and he saves. That's exactly right. Parents, I want to engage you for just a minute just to think about the fact that Jesus saves. Your kids are here, and they have heard all week long that Jesus sees them, he knows them, and he can save them. I want you to know that as well. The fact that Jesus gave his life on the cross for you, that he laid his life down. The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus so that he could lay his life down for us. Parents, have you responded to that? One of the encouraging things we gave our kids an opportunity this week, we didn't coax them, we didn't push them, but we gave them an opportunity to respond to the truth that Jesus saves. And we had two kids this week who prayed to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let's give the Lord a hand on that. Absolutely. We know that that's a life-changing moment for them, but parents, I want to engage you as well. Grandparents, as well. Have you come to the point in your life where you admitted that you were a sinner, that you confessed that Jesus is Lord? That's the question that lays before each of us this morning. Have we taken that step of receiving the salvation that Jesus so freely offers to us? Can I say, as a church family, as your pastor, I want you to know that we don't want anything more or anything less than our families here walking with Jesus. We don't want anything more or anything less than parents having a relationship with Jesus that transforms the life of their kids. We don't want anything less than kids hearing the gospel on a daily basis and being able to respond to that as they're ready. We want, and we believe, strong families are the backbone of a strong church. And it begins with recognizing those truths that Jesus sees, that Jesus knows, and that Jesus saves. I want to pray for us. I want to ask the worship team. We're going to come back up. We're going to finish out with our last song. And then as soon as they finish up, I want to give us a chance this morning as families to pray over our kids. I think it'd be a great opportunity for us to do that before we get ready to close out our service this morning. So let's pray right now. And kids, go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes, parents as well. And I just want to challenge you this morning, kid or parent or grandparent, whoever it may be, have you taken those steps that we shared with our kids this week? Admitted that you were a sinner, believed in Jesus for salvation. Have you taken that step? To be able to share with you what that's all about at the end of our service. Certainly find me at the back as you head out. I want to encourage you, parents, as you continue to point your kids to Christ, be constant in that. Be constant in encouraging and living out before them what it means to follow Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we come to you, and I'm so grateful for the families here, Lord. I'm grateful for the kids that are in with us. And though things may have been a little bit crazy and different this morning, Lord, what we see is that kids love to praise you. Lord, it's built into them. It's in their DNA. It's in their wiring, Lord. They love you, and they want to praise you. Father, may we as parents catch a glimpse of that. Lord, where our Christian lives can just kind of feel dusty and stodgy a little bit, Lord, give us just the passion that we see in our kids, Lord, a passion to praise you and to live for you and to express our worship to you, Lord. Lord, I pray this morning if there are kids here that do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, Father, would you begin to work even now in their lives, Lord? Give their parents a passion and a heartbeat to continue to share and live before them what it means to follow Jesus. I pray for parents and grandparents that may be here this morning, Lord, and they've heard the truth this morning, and they've had an opportunity even now to respond to the salvation that you offer through your Son, Jesus. Father, would you work in their lives today? And we ask this all in Christ's name. And everybody said,